one of the things that the FBI in particular has been changing since 9/11 was getting into the more proactive of preventing incidents from happening before they happen. And so the systems that we had prior to NDEX were really transaction-based processing systems. So if an agency would ask a question to us, does this person have a criminal history, we would answer that particular question. And one of the things 9/11 highlighted was the need to do more analytical work to connect together information from different departments across the country and be able to do proactive analytical work with that information.
Now, NDEX ties together all of the databases, not just within the federal government, but also state, local, and even the tribal agencies, right?
Oh, absolutely. As I was saying a few minutes ago, we support around 18,000 agencies across the country. There have been several cases where information, that there were small pieces of information across a couple of different departments, and they've been able to use the NDEX system to connect that information together, identify who someone was when they weren't being truthful about their identity, and make arrest as a result of that.
And how does it change things for how the FBI does its job, for how other law enforcement agencies do their jobs? How is this a game changer?
It's funny you say that. That's the exact word we use, that it's a game changer. It makes information that most people think from TV that there's already systems that connect together this information. It really makes it happen in practice. It connects together not just information from local police departments, but information, incident information from local police departments, arrest information, booking information, incarceration information from prisons and probation and parole data, and it ties that together on a national level.
We're talking with Jerry Pender. He's the acting assistant director of the FBI's Criminal Justice Information Services Division. They call it CJIS. And we're learning a little bit more about NDEX, the project program manager that ties together all of these criminal justice databases. The FBI worked with Raytheon to get this up and running. Are they able to help you keep it going? Do they take point whenever there is an issue or a hiccup in the system? How does that relationship work?
Certainly. Raytheon was the prime contractor, and they were really an integral partner in getting the design, the development, and implementation of NDEX going. And then now that we're past the major development and deployments, we continue to have a contract with Raytheon, and they're providing ongoing operations and maintenance and then technical refresh over the system. And they have been really fully invested in the NDEX mission and enhancing public safety, you know, every step of the way.
How long did it take to develop the system, and was it terribly expensive?
There was a requirements process up front, because one of the things we really focused on was not getting into a major system development without knowing exactly what we needed to do. So there was several years prior to actually even awarding the contract when we were working with our partners to flush out what the requirements are, how the system needed to behave, and that sort of thing. Once we awarded the contract, the development was done in three phases, each of which took just over a year, so a little bit more than 3 years end-to-end for the overall system development time. That really recognizes the partnership that we had with our state, federal, and local partners. I mean, getting the cooperation across the nation, that was really key to the success.
Is that where information sharing is headed, where it's not just one top-down flow of information that is shared, but that everybody has a stake in it and everybody shares equally, more horizontally?
Oh, absolutely. Clearly, NDEX is the vehicle that the FBI is using to share information with our state and local partners. And in addition to that, Department of Justice, the ATF, DEA, Marshal Service, and Bureau of Prisons are all using NDEX to expose their data to state and locals as well. But even at that level, something like 90% of the records in NDEX are owned and contributed by the state and local agencies, and having them have the ability to, for example, maybe have two different departments in different states right across the river from each other, being able to use NDEX to share information bilaterally between those departments, that's incredibly important.
other agencies may have found themselves in scenarios where they need to share information. What can you tell them about your experience with this, whether it's criminal justice or just records management?
I think you're hitting a very good point. In many ways, the policies, the legal and policy issues are larger than the technical issues. And what we've done is again, we had high emphasis or high reliance on our shared management concept through our advisory policy board, and really being open about exactly what you're doing, letting the owners of the data have a voice in how the data is what's going to be the data that's collected and how it's used, and getting them fully engaged in the process all along is particularly important.